All right. Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sean Marie.
I'm Jean.
And it's the little guy. I guess I almost made my friend Robin cry last time we did one of these. She felt connected. She fucking loves me.
Well, good.
She's super sweet.
Emotion's good.
Yeah. But, dude. So I've been waking up. It's the holidays, so I have to work at 4 a.m.
You're a
Right.
soldier.
Yeah,
Yeah.
buddy. I fucking attempt to be.
I mean that. I do.
Right?
Yeah. That's early.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. Give it up to all the fucking people anywhere during the holidays.
Yeah. I try and be super nice because I know the chaos and madness and well, not to that extent, but
Oh,
I've
it's
seen a lot of mean
insane.
shit and I try not to be that lady that drives you crazy. And I've lost it before.
Right?
I think we all have.
Never. I don't make a fool in public.
Not if somebody's.
No. No.
You've had nobody just piss you off and talk to you like you're stupid or.
Well, yeah, but then I go back to the back and I'm like, ho, let me tell you what this little hoe out there just fucking done did. And I just crack jokes with everybody in the back and make it a good day and make fun of them. I can't say anything to people. You know what I mean? It's my job to look at you and be like, have a good day.
Well, no, I mean you as a customer
Oh, when I'm a
with
customer?
customer service,
No, dude,
how
I'm
you
super
freak out.
nice. No. Because I'm like, I don't even know what that poor soul has been through. Like, how long have you even been here? You know what I mean? Like, I come back from lunch and people don't understand that I've already been here forever. And, like, I get ownership of that store.
Yeah.
Like, all of us do for some reason. We just get entitled and we're like, well, we fucking work here, so move. You know what I mean? You're in our way. It's really the other way around, but I don't know why. I know why the holidays are like high for murders and shit. I get it.
People go crazy.
Oh, yeah. And we're gonna have a. I guess I can just break the surprise because it's gonna be like tomorrow. We're gonna record. Yeah, right? It's weird, huh? We're gonna record a special one for you guys of a Thanksgiving homicide.
Good,
That takes.
holidays.
Yeah, that takes place on the holidays.
Huh.
So that way, when you're with your family.
Was it a Christmas or a Thanksgiving awkward family moment? Turned
No.
bad.
No. My older sister, which my brother-in-law listens to this, she's so lucky that I'm not on Snapped right now. She done. I'm gonna complain and you guys find it. You just have to listen to it. I could have killed someone. I could have. And she's my sister. I have this thing about sibling murders right now. I don't know why. Maybe it's in my. I don't know. I'm just
It's the
kidding. It's the
holidays. It
holidays.
is.
Gotta re.
Just go make
It's
some
the
cookies. It'll
holidays.
make you feel better, honey.
Yeah,
Bake.
buddy. But yeah, so she done switched. She's not gonna be at the Thanksgiving
Oh, honey.
that I've already had to switch once to fit her schedule well. And now she's not gonna be there. But she's sending her deviled eggs. Psh. Ugh. You know what I mean?
To watch your presence, dear.
Huh. And then you guys can listen to this on your drive to go get my nieces and just know that I'm hating. I'm hating. I had a plan. I was going to ambush my brother-in-law because I didn't want to make him feel cool. But at my daughter's birthday, I found out another future episode secret. His dad knew the Green River Killer.
Oh wow.
Yeah. And he
It's
had
always
met him.
when you know a celebrity,
Right? Oh, celebrity. So he's gonna join us in the bedroom of my little brother, aka the little
Can we name it
podcast.
something else, like studio or something? Because that doesn't sound okay. Now I'm gonna
I
have a
always think
problem at
about that when
home.
I'm like, huh, if I ever want anybody to come do it, I have to come at you all weird and be like, hey, you wanna come sit in my little brother's room with me for a minute?
Just don't tell him what you're doing.
Like,
Just
come sit on his
entice
bed.
him to be on the podcast.
Right?
Yeah.
You can sit on the,
It's a surprise.
you know, we
Yeah.
have other camping chairs because
Yeah.
that's what we sit in because that's how cool this podcast is.
We'll just get a little fishing stool or something.
Right?
Cooler. It'll be all right.
It's super sad. But yeah, we're just gonna kind of obviously go through the last episode and how we feel about family murders.
And well, murder is not okay. I mean, I don't understand why we have to add to the violence of the world, and it's sad that people turn. Like, I have a hard time getting into that mentality.
Right.
I would be popular. I mean, did they honestly think they were going to get away with it?
But no, they didn't want to get away. No, they didn't want to get away.
They were going to, like, kill themselves in a glorious manner?
I think it was, like, more of, like, a cop shootout dream. You know what I mean?
Oh, that eye roll wasn't out loud. I'm sorry. Right? I keep forgetting.
like the end of The Devil's Rejects, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Huh.
Straight pimping. Mm-hmm. Isn't that weird? I love
that. That is a badass movie.
Dude, fucking amazing.
I know what scene you're talking about.
Yeah, so the end scene. Yeah. It's like the most amazing thing.
They deserve that. They deserve the cornhole prison love.
They do. Dude, they deserve jailhouse justice for sure. But yeah, well, how do you feel after looking at what they both look like? Like now that you've seen them both? Like, what's the vibe?
In my opinion, honestly, they're pretty fugly. I don't know.
I don't think cuteness matters here, but...
Yeah.
But this is the family.
The eyes are just kind of... Are they high? Are they on hallucinogens? In that... Because you showed me a picture of the actual... No, that's the day that they got caught.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Did you see his eyes? They were just...
Bloodshot?
Fucked up.
They said they weren't on anything, so
adrenaline?
Yeah.
Huh.
And that's the whole family with the cuteness of this whole family. That, like, the survivors. Dude, it's... Yeah.
Stop it!
Yeah.
Oh, my God!
That's the little boy who called 911.
That's Daniel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Guys, I don't know why, but I have, like, this weird obsession with wanting to make Jean cry. Like, I don't know why, but I have, like, this sick obsession with it where I'm like, I will fucking get her to cry. I will. I will succeed.
You know what's going to happen when I cry? I'm going to make you cry. We're not going to have any Kleenex or tissues.
No, because we'll be lucky because I'll be, it'll be recording. And I can't have that on, like, legitness. Like, I can't have it on recording.
That's all right. That's all right. I get even. So I could probably make you ugly cry and it'll be all
right. Right. But yeah, dude, like, so the whole siblings using each other to commit murder. Not using each other. But, the motivation of each other, I guess. Like, it wouldn't happen if the other one wasn't into it.
Mm-hmm.
But in that situation, Michael was like, dude, if I didn't go along with it, like, I didn't want to die. You know? Like, that is one of the excuses he used, was like, I just didn't want to die myself.
Well, don't punk out now. I mean, what did you, did he... Maybe he didn't believe his brother was going to go through with this.
I'm sorry, but your brother looked like a fucking madman, bro. Yeah,
he was right there next to him. Then he got his own body armor. He had to save up for it.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Yeah. And just, okay.
That irritates me.
I kind of wonder the parents, though. Like, when you go check the mail that day and it's a bunch of body armor.
Uh-huh.
And, like, he's like, oh, they thought it was weird. But, like, they didn't want to fight with him about it. I'm sorry, but, like, what the fuck? What the hell do you need body armor for?
You know, yeah, that is...
And knives, mm-hmm. and samurai swords, like, machetes. Like, what the fuck are you doing? And, like, you guys are homeschooled, too. So, like, you're just gonna go to a random school. This is one of the dreams, like, one of the little fantasies they have. Yeah. Like... Not on the list, but, like, one of the, like, hypotheticals, like, if we could, whatever. But, like, the main plan was to go to Washington for some gay-ass reason. But anyway, was, like, to go to a random school and just shoot it up. Just go into a random school and shoot it up. What kind of fucking animal are you? Like, I get the mindset of, like, oh, okay, along the way, back roading it, we'll fucking pop off a couple gas stations, some diners, whatever. I mean, I don't get it, but, like, mm-hmm. it is the plan. So I understand that part. But, like, schools?
There's already way too much of that. And just lately, all of the mass shootings, and all I do is right. just, what the fuck, people?
Dude, I get alerts. Stop! I get Stop. Alerts all the it time. It doesn't make sense. That my 5-year-old daughter is doing a lockdown practice. Mm-hmm. And this shit happens like fucking once a week. And like, they're like, oh, it's just a practice. And it breaks my heart that yep. to know that my baby, and like, she thinks it's so cool. Like, I pick her up and she's like, Mom, I hid. But it, like, it breaks my heart that, like, that's part of school. And, like, yeah, when we were in school, we had the lockdowns. But it wasn't like, oh, these people are coming in to fucking kill you. You know what I mean? They were like, oh, we're going to hide. We're a school. Let them do what they're doing. They'll walk past the classroom. It'll be fine. You know?
I've seen, there's really cool, I wish all the schools would just implement it. It's like this neat little gadget thing. Basically, there's like a hook, uh-huh. pretty much, and it's at the bottom, and then another one's just a straight lock, and they really can't open the door.
That's legit.
Yeah.
Dude, school shootings are terrifying. Mm-hmm. I'm not, okay, so I went to high school for like a total of like 3 weeks. Maybe I'm giving myself too much time there. I don't know. I really decided to be a hooligan instead. I was like, that's way more fun.
Yeah.
And the principal's the one who told me I could drop out. But that's like a whole other sad story.
Yeah.
He's like, you can leave. And I was like, no shit. Goodbye. Gotta go. Yeah. Horrible. I could tell you what time of day it was by what was on TV. Mm-hmm. Not even kidding. Horrible. But like, while I was there, dude, I was so scared. Because like Columbine and all that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I remember all the kids I went to junior high with, right? And I'm like, ooh, those weird motherfuckers. If they're going to be in high school, I'm scared. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? He already wore a cape. That's scary, intimidating shit. They already did it. You yeah. know what I mean? So I made friends with those people. Uh-huh. And I would, like, just joke around with them and crack jokes. I'm really good at just, like, putting myself in, like, weird, awkward places and, like, joking myself out of it and getting people to laugh mm-hmm. and, like, making them on my side, you know? I even told the one kid, because, like, I would eat lunch with him mm-hmm. on the stairs. And I'm like, he's like, I hate all these people. And I'm like, dude, me too. But, like, if you ever blow this place up, call me. Like, don't do it. Like, while I'm here. Like, give me, like, a notice. Like, of course I would tip off law enforcement, so, like, obviously it wouldn't happen at all.
Did you offend him?
No, he laughed, and he's like, you're safe. And I was like, hell yeah. All I needed was that confirmation.
Yeah.
You know, he was never going to do it. He was just a sad little kid. I mean, we just barely got Shadow Domain. Like, it made all their hearts somewhat beat again.
Yeah.
You know?
The purpose for living.
Yeah. It was, like, right when Shadow Domain. Yeah, it was, like, right when emo was like cool and they had better eyeliner than I did.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, dude, I made friends with all those people.
Black
but
trench like, coats in July.
Yeah. 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 Bro. Yeah.
Set on this.
I have a friend who does that stuff in Toffs Park. What is that called? LARPing?
Oh, uh huh.
He's a LARPer. Uh huh. That shit's badass. When they do like the reenactment and stuff. That's cool down there. Sorry, guys. Side topic. But, yeah. I don't know, dude. When it comes to, like, family murders break my heart.
Yeah. It's devastating.
But, like, you grew up with them. You know? Mm-hmm. Like, I love my siblings. Love them. To pieces. But, like, my little brother can tell you stories of, like, oh, she used me as a bowling ball. But, like, I did it out of love and I couldn't find my shark. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there was reasons. I had, like, valid reasons. You didn't die. Nothing happened to you.
Yeah.
You know, now it's a cute memory.
Did you give him a hug?
No, he was a baby.
Oh.
He only knows the story because I remember it, and everybody else in my family is like, oh, do you know that one time that your sister could have killed you, but she didn't? I tied him up in a ball in his blanket and straight pushed his ass against the kitchen floor. Back in, like, the 90s, you had the shark that would, like, you could pull it back and let it go, and it would knock down all the bowling pins things. I couldn't find my shark. Next best thing was my baby brother. Mm-hmm. But, like, I love you.
Did he laugh?
Sure, I don't remember. Oh. But, like, I'm sure. Didn't care. I stole my twins, too. Well, my mom's twins. I stole them. But that's a different story. But, like, see what I mean? Like, I love my siblings. I could never murder you. And, like, plan it. Dude, that's what breaks my heart the most. Uh-huh. Is, like, that whole day, you guys hung out with them and did things with them. And everything, because he said, like, they really they faked everybody that whole day and, like, acted like normal.
So, don't want to raise suspicion.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you, like I said in the episode, like, the trust breaking is devastating. Yeah. Not only that, but, like, you overkilled them. Like, way.
It was brutal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I hope all the people that, like, watch the links and shit, like, it was horrible.
It's just sad. Because, I mean, you have to, their mindset, and then for him to act so nonchalant
and straight smile.
Up lie to the cops about, you know, I didn't stab anybody. Motherfucker, you know what you did.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just so sad. Knowingly do that and you stab a 4-year-old or a 5-year-old? Yeah.
And, like, you lied.
For what?
You lied to them, though, to, like, get in the fucking room, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
They probably opened it immediately.
Seriously. Oh, I know. And that's what breaks my fucking heart.
Like, but he said mom was all right.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have.
Like, he just...
He was upset because...
To lie.
It was happening or whatever.
To lie, dude, is just so insane.
Well, I'll definitely watch it because I want to see the second follow-through.
You're supposed to have already watched it by now. Einstein.
I've been busy. It's Thanksgiving.
Ugh, the holidays. The holiday murders, dude. So there's a couple good ones. I think I'm going to do a bunch of, like, mini ones all together and do, like, a little crash. But I'm excited. Murder for the holidays. And there's going to be a sibling one because that one's pretty good. Dude, I don't know why, but, like, ever since this show came out, I've watched every episode, of course. And hopefully everybody else has by now, too, because it's a fucking good show.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, me and my brother, like, we were just so close. And, like, if they would have ever came to me and been like, hey, so check it out. You want to go on, like, a fucking killing spree? I'm going to be like, well, no. Let me go talk to mom real quick and find out why she didn't fucking hug you enough.
Would you turn him in? Instead of them becoming serial killers?
Dude, if I could talk him out of it, I would.
Uh-huh.
You know, if that is on the table, I would. I ain't down to be a snitch, though, dudes. That puts me in a hard spot. Because I'm like, is it, you know what I mean? But, yeah. Like, are you going to do it? You know?
Uh-huh. Don't put me in that position.
Yeah,
that would be an acceptable thing to tell him.
Yeah, like.
Don't be fucked up.
Yeah, you know. But then again, are you going to pre-tell me you're going to murder our whole family? You know? Good.
Yeah, well.
No, I'm the dumbass who's going to go over there and look at the fucking computer screen and be like, yes, sweet little brother of mine. And get attacked. You know? That's me. I'm going to trust you.
Well, do you know if any of your siblings have maybe
committed a murder?
Plotted about killing you? Could you tender.
I don't think my siblings, you know. I've been obsessed with murder and crime since conception and birth and, you know, yonder years. So, no. Everyone in my family, they always talk about, well, when Sean Marie ever kills us, this is how it will be. That's the joke in my family. Like, everybody, like, jokes about it. They're like, ah, yeah, if Sean Marie kills us, this is what she'll do to kill us. Which is, they always have, like, a lot of peaceful ways. So, like, obviously they don't look at me as, like, malicious, you know? Mm-hmm. You know, it's nice to know they don't think I'd, like, hurt them.
Well, I'm glad you're not malicious.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never murder them. No. But, like, everybody's always judged me for my love of true crime. Because everybody's always like, well, why? Why? And, like, when you read this story and you hear the story and you're like, well, why do you want to hear about... Why would you want to watch a show where kids die? Mm-hmm. Why the fuck not? Dude, you don't want to know. Like, you don't want to know the end of that.
Like, no, I get wrapped up into watching the...
Yeah. Like, and Jean's not into it.
Crime ones.
She isn't into it as much as I am, but, like, my favorite thing...
I cooking and baking and...
Yeah. Like, she's just, like, a happier side of life. And it's, like, everybody's always like, oh, you can't watch that many murder shows because you're just going to get, like, a dark view on life. It's not, there's not a dark, life is beautiful, you know what I mean? It's not dark.
Well, beautiful reminders up your butt all the time.
My children.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Don't get crazy on me, people. Up my butt. My children. Which.
I've seen them in the kitchen.
Yeah, they're.
Oh, honey.
Ugh. If people have ways of training children, please email us at it is what it is. But anyway, like, I don't know, dude, like. I've always just thought it was so interesting. I've never been like, hey, let's fucking kill someone. I've never had anybody come at me. Like, people joking. Like, I know a bunch of girls who were like, how can I kill my husband? Huh? And I'm always like, well, don't ask. Because, like, now I have to testify. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a part of it. Like, you can't. I don't want to. Should I tell him? Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it puts me in a thing. And, like, the way I live my life when I think about decisions and making decisions is I always picture saying it in front of a judge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like, that's terrifying.
Is this going to make sense? Yeah. Like, Your Honor, I did this because I wanted to. Like, I made this dumbass choice because... You know what I mean?
Have you talked to judges before?
Yeah. Not on my behalf.
And you weren't, never for you.
Once or twice when I was a kid, I got a ticket for fighting and then a smoking ticket. Because I used to sell cigarettes at school to the other kids for 50 cents a pop.
Yeah.
See, true crime.
Yeah.
I've been up. No, I'm just kidding.
She's been there.
Hey, I went to a rough school. Well, not even. It was back then. Now it's like a private school or some shit. But back in the day, if you heard anybody be like, oh, I went to Clary Gale, you're like, oh, you're a hoodlum, aren't you? Aren't you? I'm like, yeah, that's me.
See, I always, I don't know. It's kind of funny how everybody thinks about clicks like that, but we're getting off on the side topic again.
I know, dude, I'm so fucking horrible at it. I am. I just
flow with you.
Right?
We're good.
Just bear with me, people. We'll fucking cover it. We'll get to the point of the sadness. That it's just fucking sad.
I don't know. I'm glad that those brothers are behind bars where they should be, but I think they should probably just have the death penalty and quit feeding them for free.
Well, that's what I don't understand about cases
keeping them
like
alive.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, yeah. Well,
I don't understand why the death.
Sentence.
Well, that's true, but you come to a good point of if people are convicted, okay, and 100%, you are who you are. You did what you did. There's no mistake in your case. We ain't going to pull some Christopher Tapp bullshit. And you ain't going to be locked up forever, you know, for innocent crimes. So, there's that. If you are just convicted for life, why can't you just opt to get the death penalty? Like, why can't that be an option?
I don't know. I don't know if they would tell you that or not. If somebody in that position would ask. Because if a life sentence generally is 25 years.
Yeah.
And each of those guys got...
Five.
525. So that's 125 years.
Well, yeah, like, you're dying in there. It is a life sentence. They are going to die in there.
I guess maybe you could if you had a lawyer.
Can you do that, though?
I'm not sure. That's a good question.
I wonder. Is that a possibility? Someone out there should let me know if that's a possibility. Because, like, really, if you're there for life, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's such a horrible life. It really is.
Yeah.
Okay, and I only know about Boise. I don't know about prisons elsewhere. We are going to fucking cover a couple, like I said, out of Colorado. But, Colorado. Love it. But, like...
I've been to a few different prisons and, yeah, it's...
Scary.
It's not where you want to be.
No. Well, I've never been to the prison. I'll admit it right now. I've never gone to the prison to, like, see my brother. Fucking shit's too scary. I don't want to.
I've been to the outside because I went to pick somebody up from there. That's it.
Oh.
I haven't gone to visit yet.
Well, see, and I just think that he's always talked about, like, when he gets out, his number one thing is, like, I'm not going back there ever.
Well, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, obviously, this place isn't fun. Like, obviously, he keeps going back, but it's obviously not a good place because it terrifies him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not trying to say that to, like, break his fucking prison cred or nothing, but, like, he gets scared. To go. Well,
there's...
I know other men besides him, you know what I mean? But
there's manipulation. You have to have a reputation. If you have these the wrong reputation as a bitch or a rat, then that's it.
Right.
You know?
But, like, poor little Michael. Okay, I'm not going to even try to say poor little Michael. He's a fuckbag, but...
Are they in different prisons, by the way?
Yeah, they can't be in the same institution because they're in the same crime.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't go to the Husky with your buddy. With your family or whatever. Right? And then fucking what? Cause a fucking prison riot? But, like, I don't know, dude. And, like, I really wanted to hear Roberts. But, like, they won't release it, I guess. All the stuff I looked through, like, people have put in for it. But the judge is like, you guys don't need to hear that shit. Because, like, I guess his detectives were like, I want to murder him myself. If this fucker keeps talking. Because I guess he was like a chatty McCarthy and just wouldn't shut the fuck up.
Mm-hmm. So they didn't really need to ask questions. They just took notes and recorded?
Pretty much.
Huh.
I mean, and think about it. He walks out of the bushes saying, it's been an honor. Like this, like, and he smiles and everything. Like I showed you in all the pictures and like everybody's seen. The ones I posted with the episode, in the episode, or whatever.
So, do you believe that Robert obviously willingly twisted his brother in 30 days' time? So that's a pretty good con artist.
Yeah.
You know, to
kill people,
to end people's lives.
For sure.
I have a hard time believing that.
Oh, for sure.
Because if they're hanging out all the time, they've had... a same room all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking that the what's the 16-year-old? I'm sorry. What was his name again?
Michael.
I don't believe the whole it's only been planned for 2 months thing. I really don't. I think this to get that kind of mentality where I don't give a fuck, yeah, let's kill people. Well, really?
You'd be surprised, I guess. Dude, I could catch my little brothers and sisters. I could make them believe anything. So, when we would eat dinner when we were kids, I would tell them stories. I'd make up stories about what happened throughout the day. And it would be crazy and it'd be chaotic. And they believed it. Yeah, dude, they would believe it. And I'd tell them horror stories about junior high and, like, how it was going to be so bad and they were going to get beat up. And, like,
aww.
My sweet little brother really thought that, like, we found him. Yeah. Like, when he was little, like, I straight told him. I told all of them that, like, they weren't my mom's. And, like, you know what I mean? I did. Oh, I lied to all of them. I really could have been killed as a sibling. But, like, they never, like, I was horrible. You know what I mean? They never killed me. These siblings were so nice and so sweet and, like.
Five. I mean, a five-year-old's annoying, but come on. Really?
Dude, that whole episode just broke my heart, and I couldn't get out of it. And knowing, so when it starts, right, and you watch the 911 call, you're like, oh, okay. Because they say, like, oh, there's a survivor. And so you think that the person that makes the 911 call
survives.
Is a survivor. Mm-hmm. And the minute they told me that that little boy died.
Daniel.
And you hear him letting them into the room. And you hear Michael get on the phone and say hello. And then hang up. And to know that he's dying. When that phone is in Michael's hand, he is being stabbed. That sweet little 12-year-old boy.
And he's probably pissed off now that the... Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And to be the 2-year-old sister that knows that you were saved by the grace of God.
Mm-hmm. Knock on the door.
A knock on the door.
Yeah.
Like, a knock on the door saved you. Like, how do you grow up knowing that? I mean, I can't... People that go through shit like that, they're survivors. I want to know more about them than I do ever the killers. Mm-hmm. Ever.
Well, they... So
because they conquer it.
They sat there long enough for dogs to get there. Yep. And these investigators... Yep. Well, I don't know how long it takes to...
They watched them get taken out of the house. Area, he said he watched the baby get taken out of the house. The only reason he knew for sure the baby was alive is because they saw the cops take the baby out. Uh-huh. So they watched from where they were. Well, he watched that from the cop car, but, like, the bushes behind this house, and this house is fucking massive, dude. Mm-hmm. It's so big. Mm-hmm. Like, these were well-off people. Who, your dad was strict, that's his crime. I mean, and I'm sure people have different versions of strict.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's different versions of that, but...
If you don't like your parents, you just have a calendar where you're counting down the days until the day after your 18th birthday or whatever.
Right.
You have short-term goals to, you know, not murder because who wants to sit in prison the rest of their life?
So well, and that's the thing. It's like, that's what they knew, I guess, going into is a possibility. And to sit down and make that decision at 16 years old, like, yeah, big brother... I will, right now, I tell you right now, I'm willing to throw my life away. Like, let's go. Let's roll. At 16 years old,
That's pretty sad.
That has to be part of the process. You know, I like to think, if I'm thinking about mass murder, I'm also thinking about when I get caught. You know?
I used to do that. I used to think, should I do this? Will this have me end up in jail? Or as a teenager, would I have to call my dad from jail? You know.
Dude, and I would take the fact that I never got in trouble.
Kids don't do that.
That's why I never got in trouble. Everybody's always like, oh, well, everybody in your family's been to jail. Everybody but me and my little sister. Mm-hmm. So they're like, well, why haven't you been to jail? Because I fucking think.
I thought ahead for 5 seconds.
You know what I mean? I always, I think backwards. Control. I think punishment first. Mm-hmm. Before I go full blown on, like, here's the plan. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, well, when we get caught, this is what's going to happen, but here's what we're going to do. Let's hope to God I'm fucking wrong. Boot, scoot, and boogie.
Yeah, you acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Think about it.
You have to go into it being like, who is ready to commit a felony today? Who's down?
Pass. I'll babysit.
Show of hands. No. No, this is me as a teenager, dude, and all my friends were always like, I'm down. I had the best and most amazing people in my life when I was growing up. I really did. Mm-hmm. My friend circle, if one of them was to ever appear in, like, a massive crime like that, I wouldn't be surprised. you know? Mm. But, like, my friends were amazing. They still are amazing. I still talk to every one of them almost to this very day. It's long, we go long spans, but I fucking love them all.
Life catches up.
Yeah. But, like, I never, I don't know, dude, that's, murder just gets me to just go into it and be like, yeah, we're gonna go kill everybody. Like, we had dinner.
Your whole damn family, how come you just didn't wait until, what, 3 a.m. and take the damn van and go?
Well, you have to get your package.
Oh, my God. I forgot about the stupid package.
Yeah, you can't forget.
90 boxes that's just gonna be chilling. No one's going to get pulled over like that cop would ask that kid. You know, if something happens in between and you have all this ammunition.
Yeah, like, what's the fuck? Can you drive?
Hopefully you'll be asked on the side of the road what's up with the guns.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then you ask this little kid, you're like, well, fuck, if something happens to your brother, dude, can you drive? And he's like, no. No, like, this all relies on my brother being the fucking mastermind.
Well, maybe he wanted it because he sounds pretty narcissistic, I guess.
Well, and to sit there and be like, well, he wanted to watch the aftermath. The fuck? Mm-hmm. Dude. Like, something, and you can't blame the parents. I'm sorry, no matter how mean you are to your parents.
Yeah. Or how mean they are to you.
Or whatever.
What you think, because it's all about perception, folks.
I mean, I guess everybody uses that story like, oh, my mommy was mean, so I went and killed a bunch of street workers.
Oh, come on.
Like, you know what I mean?
What did they have to do with it?
No, your mama fucking did it. Like, she didn't. Unless you have, like, some weird fucking Hills Have Eyes family. You know what I mean?
There's messed up people out there should not have children.
There is.
Absolutely.
So, like, if you have one of those families, I'm not trying to disrespect you, but, like, you guys are fucked up, you know? I don't know who listens to these podcasts. I think, hypothetically, it'd be good education for killers to know where other people fucked up.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I don't know. I think about the long haul. I think about everything. Mm-hmm. And the fact now that, like, today to murder someone, good luck. Like, good luck to you. Like, they have, like, all that crazy shit, the touch DNA, the fucking, you can go get my family tree and bless my grandmother, put everybody on our, like, you know what I mean? Like, the family tree or whatever.
You're probably connected back to Noah.
Yeah. Who knows? I have a biblical last name.
Johns?
No, don't ever say my maiden name on here. But, yeah. But, like, I, you know, like, she put us all on that. Uh-huh. So, anybody ever, and it's like the Golden State Killer, like, I'm just trying to deposit my gross-ass little spit tube and find out how, whatever I am, my percentages, I guess, is what you get back.
Irish? I have a little kit like that.
I know, dude. It's so gross. Guys, I can't spit. Like, I looked through Jean's little,
it's
like,
a bat. You're supposed thing. To put saliva, and you can't eat, drink, or smoke, or
do anything fun.
For 30 minutes.
Yeah, for 30 whole minutes. And then you do that. But, like, when you put your DNA into that, we now know it's not protected.
Well, but yesterday, I guess, Idaho is telling the government no, and they're not sharing our driver's license. There's 13 states that said no because they want to mandate it federally that everybody's information is now linked so they can look you up by your driver's license.
Oh.
Over in Brooklyn.
Oh,
for
no.
For some reason. Because someone's blabbing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So Idaho said no.
Yeah, we're sweet. We grow potatoes. Don't fuck around.
It's probably only a matter of time. Don't kid yourself.
Right.
So, I don't know. It's scary to know how much knowledge and technology they have. And absolutely what
you're... Well, it's a blessing.
You don't get away with shit. So don't kill people.
No.
If someone's having a bad day, like, take deep breath or...
It's not like you see on TV. And that's where poor kids... I don't even know how... I always... make it a point to tell my daughter, no matter what she's watching, I am the worst mom in the world. I'm like, I hope you know that shit's not real.
Yeah.
Elsa, love it. Not a real fucking person.
She's a card.
She's not. Like, I showed my daughter Kristen Bell, and I'm like, hey, this is Anna. And she's like, well, no, Anna, have fucking blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, that's fucking Anna. Like, Anna is not a real person. It's a movie. And I always tell her that. Like, even when she comes in and I'm watching...
Show her Bugs Bunny.
Like, well, late at night when she's supposed to be in bed, but of course we need a 400 drinks, a million, five hugs. Look at me. Look at this. I can jump high. Look at me run. Fucking shenanigans.
It doesn't last forever. It's okay.
Well, the other day she walked in and I'm watching Annabelle, right? Well, I'm in my kitchen.
Oh, the doll. Yep.
Yep. And I'm in the kitchen. I'm not even in the living room. So I don't even know that she's come out of her room yet. And I walk in the living room. I jump a little bit because I'm like, you know, she scares the shit out of me. She's a little, you know what I mean? Scary.
You know what she's capable of.
Yeah, and she's like, well, I don't want to go to bed now because now I'm scared. And I'm like, why? And she's like, well, that doll's scary. And I'm like, dude, it's fake. You know what I mean? Like, this shit, it's not fucking real. Don't get all bent. I don't think
that's being a bad parent. You're being honest. No. Because I found out kids get resentful when you lie to them. Don't do that. But
yeah,
like you said, everybody lies. But
yeah,
when they're older and they think their opinions matter, which they do,
they don't.
Their feelings and opinions, dude. I can't. Cannot
wait.
Yes, they do, Jessica. No,
I can't. I cannot wait for my girls to be teenagers. Like, I am so ready for it. I'm like, yes, boxing gloves. I'm gonna bless these kids.
There's the IF boxing club. I mean,
I don't want to do it in front of people.
Oh, well.
You know.
Yeah. I guess then, like, then Eric would have to go to practice with them all the time.
It's funner if I just whoop your ass at home. Good old fashioned. Like, my mom always used to do that fucking, like, I'm going to call the cops on you. You better call the ambulance too, because I'm going to beat your ass till they get here. My mom always said that shit. And I'm like, oh.
Or I'll see you when I get out.
Oh, yeah, huh?
I'm going on vacay for a minute.
Oh, yeah, or would she even tell me?
Yeah.
Like, good, I need a break. I'm like, oh, shit, you don't even care. No, fuck you. Go into my room. I hate you. My two-year-old says it, bro.
Honey.
She watches my 5-year-old. I don't give a fuck if she means it or not. She still isn't going to get what she wants.
Just one cookie?
No, you can hate me all day, bro. Get out of here. That's what I tell her, too.
It's ridiculous.
I tell my kids that all the time. I'm like, oh, hate me. I love you. So now you're the bad guy. In this situation, you can make it right. Hug me and love me. Dicks. But yeah, I just let my kids know, like, there's horrors in the world. When I watch my murder documentaries and stuff, my kids come in. It's life.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
And my kids learn about bad people and all that fun stuff. But, I don't know, dude, family murders, I was on a kick. I'm still kind of on a kick of it. But we're going to do some...
Holidays.
Holidays.
You going to do an office crazy, maybe?
No. I don't know.
Or Friendsgiving?
We're going to do a couple, I think. Like I said, we're just going to all recap a couple episodes. People like to seem, sure, whatever the fucking right way to say it is. The recaps, I guess. People like the recaps and whatever. So, fuck, we'll just recap. I watch the shit every week, religiously. So, why not?
Okay.
Shit. I won't do one every week, but yeah. Because we are going to do, I think, here soon, we're going to do another two-parter. Okay. And dive into the Green River and go to Washington. Kind of come back home a little bit. Okay. And do all that fun jazz. But yeah, just so that's our thoughts on fucking family murder. Not legit. Guys were douchebags.
It's fucked up. Your family is precious.
And cherish your family.
You really should. Yeah.
No matter where you come from.
And forgive. And there it is.
Don't ever fucking forgive. There's a difference, bro. No, I got it. No.
That's another my theme, podcast, dude.
That's, yeah, huh? We'll go in. Fuck. We'll get into that.
On that one.
Yeah, guys. Don't listen to Jean. She's too nice in the world. She's too nice. But that's why we like her. But yeah, anyway, so yeah, follow us on Facebook at It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. On Instagram, at It Is What It Is, pod 19. On Twitter, It Is What It Is, 208, because that's where we're from. And YouTube, It Is What It Is, a true crime podcast. Go and give us a review on iTunes. Please just fucking be nice. Don't be an ass.
And, you don't have to listen.
Right?
We or, like you listening.
Yeah,
though.
We
Thank
do.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we're international, so fucking hello.
That's what pretty cool.
So all my international people, please tell me what you guys think when you guys think of like us being from Idaho, like what it's about.
These crazy bitches.
Like picture Idaho. I want to know what your picture of Idaho is.
It better not be a russet. Oh my God.
So hook it up. Give us, I want to know. Dude, when I saw that, I literally almost shit myself.
Well, thank you for letting me know. That was pretty
exciting. I was so fucking over the moon.
Yeah.
Like hook it. Oh, so Robin's love bunny fucking lives in Australia. What up, Rob? And so he's listening to it now, and he lives in Australia, like I said. How fucking cool is that? I get so mad when she goes. So, yeah, shout out to Robin and whatever. Love you. Yeah, the down under.
Yeah, it's on fire right now.
Oh, sad.
Yeah.
Sorry.
They have a lot of wildfires.
Dude, always tell me that shit before I start my...
Well, it's... You know? It's 130.
Well, now that I'm an ass.
Spontaneously, like, it's crazy, yeah.
Oh,
and the spiders.
Well, oh, yeah, fuck that.
But I want to go to Australia. We should go visit Robin.
When she's not moving there, he's coming here for love. You know what I mean?
Oh, well.
She goes there all the time, though. I always tell her to smuggle me back shit, but she won't. Not like drugs.
Customs is intense.
Not like drugs or anything, but like bring me a kangaroo. You know what I mean? Artifacts. Shit. I ask for obnoxious things. She never once has, though.
Damn. One of those... Jimberjoo or whatever. They're the
sure. Why not? Fuck.
Send me
a boomerang.
Goddamn picture. Yeah.
Send me a fucking boomerang. I don't know, but yeah, check it out. What's up, Australia, and all that. And shout out to Rob and them. So yeah, check us out on all that shit, and we'll be at you guys in like 24 hours or less with a Thanksgiving episode. So yeah. Happy fucking holidays. Jean, say goodbye to these people.
See you guys.
Peace out.